This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The BFM Breakfast Grill. Top interviews you can't afford to miss. Presented by the CIMB Group.
With us today on the Breakfast Grill is Loh Kok Chen, Managing Director of Texang Holdings Berhad. Main board listed Texang is principally involved in the manufacturing and trading of polyvinyl chloride and photovoltaic products. Although the company has been involved in plastics for more than 30 years, in fact, its foray into photovoltaic products was actually fairly recent. So today, we'll talk about the deal that they inked with Solartech Energy Corp and the future of the company, including their existing businesses. Good morning, Kok Chen.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Nadia.
So on October 14th, of course, the big thing was that Texang announced it had inked a deal with Taiwan-listed Solartech Energy Corp, or SEC, for the latter to actually take up a 20.92% stake in Texang subsidiary TS Solartech and Yerbahat for actually about $13.17 million. So aside from taking the stake, SEC is also investing like 87.7 million ringgit into TS Solartech. So what more can we expect from the deal? Because on Bursa Malaysia, you just said they would help you with economies of scale. Please give us a bit more background into what will actually happen now that SEC is in.
Okay, right now, as you can see from our annual report of TS Solartech, is currently mainly making losses. And we actually have a partnership with the Taiwanese SEC in order to transfer knowledge, skills, and also financial injection in order for us to expand bigger. As we have a commitment, it's not a commitment, as we have an objective to achieve 480 megawatt by 2015. So we see this as a very great improvement and advancement towards the objective itself.
So when you say, of course, you have that aim, but having them in as partners, is it mostly just technology transfer, or is there any other way that they're actually going to be aiding with the business?
Definitely, they are also bringing in sales from different countries. As long as they have a better deals than everything that they could do from their side, they just pass over and we can actually sell it over from our TSR Tech. And we act as a partner in both sides. That means whenever they have customers that are hard to deal with, then we'll take over all from our side.
So when you talk about customers, can you give us a profile of the customers that Texang has for the photovoltaic products? I mean, of course, you know, it's a two-way thing with SEC. So what is Texang bringing to this party?
As you can see, if you are aware of the anti-dumping policy, Taiwanese and Chinese PV products are actually imposed a very high tariff when they export their products to Europe and America. And right now, when they enter into TS Solartech, they are actually holding a partnership in which TS Solartech will contribute to their earnings as well. So in this case, whenever we have customers from EU or the West, TS Solartech will be having no tariff when they export products to the countries.
So is SEC just using Texang as a way of getting around anti-dumping?
You can't say that, because you can see a lot of companies in Chinese and Taiwan are already moving out from their country because of the higher operating costs. So I believe it's not just not that case, yeah.
Actually, looking at segmental results, especially for photovoltaic, we'll talk about your PVC business in a minute, but looking at the segmental reporting, it actually amounts for actually the second biggest revenue earner looking at your second quarter results, because for the period of 1st April 2014 to 30th June 2014, revenue from solar was about 14.9 million and PVC was, of course, 48.4 million, but overall of 81, you know, the total 81.3 million in revenue, you know, it's a second biggest earner. But in terms of margin, it seems to be the tightest. Is this an issue?
Actually, we have a very good margin to go in, but as I said, we have quite high depreciation costs, because at our current facility, we are able to facilitate almost 8 machinery lines, almost 8 turnkey lines, sorry. So currently what we have is just a very limited production capacity. So we are actually looking forward to expand in terms of financial and also equipment.
So looking at your aim in terms of revenue percentage and net profit percentage, of course, for 2014, your solar was actually profitable, but 2013, it was losing money. But this year, as far as I can see for this quarter, solar is about 4.6 million in net profit. So when you go forward and you do get these new lines in and sort things out with SEC, how much bigger is your photovoltaic section going to be? Do you aim it to be the same as your traditional business or second place?
Right now, if to ramp it up, it still looks like it will be second to our PVC. But as long as it get on operating fully, it will be, I think, on par, even better than our PVC line.
So going forward, what is your aim for photovoltaic? Because let's not forget, although solar energy is actually gaining in sophistication and is gaining, you know, popularity, China, of course, is actually one of the biggest manufacturers of it. So how do you intend to compete against the likes of China?
Because right now, what we see is like we have a demographical advantage, and a lot of people actually are not aware of the solar industry in Malaysia. So at first, the whole global world, they are actually more focused on Chinese and Taiwanese. But right now, since they have discovered that Malaysia, they do export a lot of PV products, they're actually shifting their focus into Malaysian products. As you heard of, is that people always put more expectation on quality itself other than Chinese. So I think that's the way that we can enter into the market when we have a better quality issues and everything compared to Chinese and Taiwanese.
Actually, interestingly enough, Malaysia has been a hub for solar products for quite a while. You had people, the American companies, such as First Solar, actually come in and set up shop here. Will Texang be fighting against the likes of those?
Because our first thing to clarify is that we actually producing different type of products apart from First Solar. They are actually producing thin film PV products, but we are producing multi-crystalline. So it's actually not a competition in a way, but I mean, for definitely the market to be entering is different because they are mostly a full stream of supply chains that they are providing, but we are currently only a manufacturing of solar cell itself.
Actually, that's interesting. When you talk about the solar business, what are the prospects that Texang sees? When you went into this business, what were the factors that actually made a company with 30 years of history in plastics diversify into this section?
We have seen ourselves to enter something green, because PVC is quite on a traditional business, and the prospect itself doesn't look really bright. So we so happened that we have a friend that gave us an idea about solar and everything. And since 3 years ago, there was none that actually ventured into PV industry for a domestic company. So we thought of taking up the initiative to start up a PV industry. So in order to help our next generation or so, and also to bring more convenience to the people. Because you see, you have hybrid cars, you have a lot of those heat waters, but why you can't have better electrical from solar itself?
So that's an interesting point to note. Of course, your products, are they going to be, where are the target markets for them?
Currently, we do have export to a lot to Europe, to China, and also to the US, because like China, they need us to export it back to US, act as a middleman for them to assemble into panel and then export it out.
Actually, why do you think that Malaysian-wise, you know, the PV business has not really gotten off? Because the government has been talking about encouraging at least going into renewable energy. So Malaysia as a market doesn't have potential?
We do have potential. As you can see, we are actually being covered by sunlight all day long. So one thing to point out is that in Malaysia, there's not only solar as the renewable energy. You have wind, you have thermal, you have so many things that it makes up. Solar is not being given the main focus. As we have the FIT rate, the quota is limited. It's not as huge as those Westerns giving. So it's not giving much incentive for people to put up solar panels, solar system itself.
But actually, funnily enough, of all the renewable energies, photovoltaic is actually the one with the highest tariff, because they're the ones apparently with the highest capex cost in actually manufacturing. But the rates actually collapsed. The solar rates actually collapsed after a peak. Is it slowly coming back?
It's coming back, but definitely because the more people are fixing it, the more revenue that they have to get fork out from TNB itself. So what we can see is that as the cost of installing this PV system still remain quite high for normal household. So what we can see is that what we are actually promoting people to install it, to use it by yourself instead of just for the sake of FIT and everything, because eventually we are not aware of price of electricity, it might go, maybe it will fall down and fall up. We are quite uncertain of that. So why not we just install it and use it for your own self instead of just preparing for the quota?
Well, with us on the Breakfast Grill this morning is Loh Kok Chen, Managing Director of Texang Holdings Berhad. When we come back, we'll talk more a little bit about the PV business and as well as their PVC business. Good morning. We have with us on the Breakfast Grill today Loh Kok Chen, Managing Director of Texang Holdings Berhad. Now, Kok Chen, when we left it, we were actually talking about buying PV probably for your own, for your own use. Now, of course, the government in Malaysia has said that they are going to slowly remove all the subsidies, and as a result, people, you know, will be looking maybe for other alternative sources of power. Do you think this kind of development helps drive the PV business?
I think it's not helping at this moment of time, because as I said, the cost of installing is quite high. Until I believe that in future, maybe in 5 years' time or in 10 years' time, when the cost will be going down for a little bit, then it will be more affordable for everyone to install. Instead, you can see right now it's cost around like 8,000 to 9,000 per kilo for installing PV outside. So yeah, I mean like it's quite costly for a low to medium income household. So I don't think it's advisable to remove as soon.
So the other question I have for you, of course, when it comes to like PV, is that actually the technology has changed. It used to be, of course, a lot more expensive. You needed a lot more panels. In fact, they said to get a viable kind of solar plant, you needed to clear several football fields full. But this has changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's not as huge as you are imagining. What we say is that technology has been improving all the time. Like 2 years back, what we are achieving is just 16.6, but right now we are currently manufacturing 17.6. So you can see it's a huge difference in terms of efficiency itself. And also the cost of investment, they have been going down yearly in terms of machinery and everything because of the competition that they are having elsewhere. So, yeah, in Chinese, you can have a very definitely different cost of machines, but maybe technology-wise, it won't be as advanced as the Western one.
So future-wise, for Texang, I mean, what kind of PV provider are you aiming to be with this partnership? I mean, if I were to ask you your ultimate goal, what would it look like?
Definitely, the first thing that we have to do is we will expand our solar cell production to be as huge as a normal world supplier should be. And after that, we might venture into panel supply chain as well. But we are still looking going upstream, because going upstream may require a lot of investment and a lot of capitals to enter. So we are still looking to the panel side there.
Actually, SEC is there to fill that kind of role, isn't it? I mean, could you have done the solar voltaic business without actually getting a foreign partner in? Or when you actually launched this venture, you thought, we can do it alone, but it would help if you had a foreign partner?
We can do it alone, but it requires a lot of capital. As you see, we sustained losses in the first 2 years. And also with this injection, the partners, they can actually bring us more financial, and so that we can expand it, and then hopefully we can recover all the losses that we have incurred 2 years back. So a lot of things that they can bring us is not just as simple as it is. They are actually bringing us quite a number of technologies and people as well, because we need a lot of expertise in everything. They are transferring their knowledge, everything. So we are actually looking towards dealing together with them in terms of sales, supplying, everything, yeah.
So we're moving on to your more traditional business, which is, of course, PVC. We've talked a lot about how it's been the more traditional business of Texang. It's still holding in pretty good numbers, at least solid growth. I mean, but you mentioned earlier that the outlook could be dampened, but surely people will still need PVC items.
Yeah, correct. That's why we are actually shifting our focus to be more industrialized instead of more on retailers itself. As people are starting building homes with tiles and everything, PVC flooring will be eventually got eliminated from the market. So we are actually looking more towards investing in and starting to shift to industrial purposes for the future.
So when you're in industrial purposes, what kind of PVC items are we looking at?
We have actually manufacturing a few products. In fact, it's quite a number of products. We have transparent sheets, we have ladders, we have PVC, hard mat type, we have soft type. So we are actually doing more on customization on the industrial side. Well.
So the future, it's going to be the more industrial part of the PVC that Texang is going to explore?
Yep, correct.
So, of course, when you go for industrial, surely the margins are better. Is that what you see? Or is it going to be not as good because there is also a lot of competition? Because you can be argued that the stuff that Texang makes can be almost manufactured by anyone.
Yeah, definitely we face a lot of competition from the world. But it's not because of the margin that we are talking about. It's about the longevity of the product itself. So we are actually looking for long-term support and long-term cooperation with other companies instead of just doing yearly business type.
And then the other thing is that for this year, at least for the first few months of 2014, the financial year, the numbers look really, really good. If you look at revenue-wise for the second quarter, you actually made 70.4 million compared to 53.6 million the previous year. And if you go down to net profit, it's actually quite a jump, because last year you made about 137,000, which is about break even, but this year it's 10.5 million. And when I looked at your notes, it all said that it was due to better sales. Is this is this sustainable?
Definitely is sustainable, as people are already focusing on Malaysia a lot on PV products itself, and we are actually doing a lot more sales after our exposure to trades, exhibition fairs overseas. So we are looking for more sales like this or even better in terms of our future. So like by the time we'll start ramp up of two machineries that we got from SEC, we will definitely hit more than 100 million or 200 million revenue from PV itself.
For the first 6 months, it's about 11 million. In net profit, this is going to be sustainable.
Hopefully, yes, because right now the prices of PV is actually recovering from a huge dip 3 years ago. So we are actually looking for a recovering, and in fact, we are getting much better prices from Chinese and Taiwanese PV products prices. So you can see that a lot of people rather purchase Malaysian's products than over Chinese and Taiwanese, yeah.
So when you say PV, you mean the photovoltaic?
Yeah, correct.
So this kind of numbers, as a result, your shareholders, will you reward them now that your numbers are actually jumped quite so much, or is it all going to be ploughed back into building the company?
Yeah, you can see we actually have, we are proposing free warrants for every two ordinary shares. So it's actually a way to reward our customers that they have been staying with us. As a shareholder, you wouldn't want to be in a company that make losses and everything. So, for the past 2 years, we have customers confident, we have our shareholders confidence in building our TS Solar Tech. And right now, I think we are at the time that we reward them with free warrants that it might help them to gain more market shares and everything from itself.
We'll talk about raw material costs mostly because, of course, PVC, you do see the one of the root ingredients, of course, is oil when it comes to doing that. And, of course, photovoltaic, sand is one of the main raw materials. So in terms of raw material costs, oil now is okay, actually. I mean, will that actually mean that your PVC products will see better margins?
Not that case, because like we do not... have the impact of the price dip in oil for our PVC resin as it's a supply chain thing. We are actually PVC resin is like the end of like the whole process of your oil refinery and everything.
So you see no benefits from the oil dip?
We do experience a little decline in price of PVC resin, but it doesn't impact in everything because we are having higher operating costs in Malaysia itself, and PVC resin do not actually impact on our product's price only. Yeah.
Actually, you were mentioning the higher, you know, cost of doing business in Malaysia. We were talking about tariffs earlier, right? About how the government is trying to actually, you know, remove all the subsidies. So after they raised, let's say, the price of power, and then, of course, next year comes into GST, will this affect your costs?
It won't affect our costs because, like, we are actually having sales tax right now at 10%, so it makes no difference to that. And what I say is that it might impact more on customer because it will be a longer. It's not just from a factory to customer thing. It's factory to middleman to retail to customer. So in between that, how they gonna charge customer is out of my sight, but what I believe is that customer will absorb whatever is going to be charged.
What are the biggest challenges you think that Tekseng faces? I mean, now you have this deal with SEC, but beyond that, what is the challenge that you see for the company?
We see challenge is mainly due to our overseas competition. But this is for our solar industry. We see a lot of competition coming out from Taiwanese and Chinese so that... they're actually looking for other companies to cooperate with and to invest into. So we actually targeting more on our sales basis right now in this few years' time to establish ourselves. And for our PVC side, the main challenge will be just the price locally because this is not a luxury product. It belongs to a more developing country's product. So the consumer of it mainly are coming from lower income earners. So we are quite impacted, we are quite affected by the cost and everything.
But how do you then intend to, you know, mitigate that as a company?
The first thing is that we are actually shifting to more industrial purposes. So we do not receive a lot of impact for these end products. And for PV itself, we are looking for more supply agreement that we will be secure in the future instead of holding like individual agreement. Yep.
Well, with us on the Breakfast Grill this morning is Loh Kok Chen, Managing Director of Tekseng Holdings Berhad. Thank you very much for your insights this morning. I'm Nadia Hassan for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.